looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
10 Sydney police commands will be merged as part of a dramatic restructure of the force in New South Wales. The changes have been announced today and they're aimed at increasing the number of police on the beat. Amalgamations will be made over the next 3 to 6 months. The state government and the head of the police force insist this is not about cutting numbers. On the line, the New South Wales Police Commissioner, Mick Fuller. Commissioner, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
If it's not about cutting numbers, Commissioner, what's it about?
It's about a flexible workforce, Ben. It's something that, you know, we've been dreaming for, the ability to move staff around, whether that be for short-term or long-term. We've really been locked into this local area command model now for 20 years. And whilst the model has served us well, Ben, is that each of our communities around Sydney, whether it's Liverpool, Campbelltown or otherwise, they're growing environments and they need a different model. Each commander should have the ability to build a team that can future-proof the community going forward. Now, when we merge commands, Ben, and 2013, we merged 8 commands into 4 through consolidations. St George and Hurstville, as an example, put 28 additional police back into frontline services. It's got the biggest DV team in the state. It's got 50 detectives working out of their office. And there are real opportunities for us to, one, flatten the management structure, and that means a few less senior police, but the Premier's given me approval to convert those back into doers. So it's about saying, one, we need a flexible workforce, and two, I need the ability to put the most amount of police back on the front line that I can.
All right, you've just explained your reasons for doing it. We know on pure numbers alone, the 42 local area commands will be consolidated into 32 new police area commands. Have you got a bit of a job on your hands, Commissioner, to communicate the message to the people of Sydney that they're not going to have fewer police on the beat?
Yeah, look, absolutely. It's an undertaking that this is about putting more police on the beat. We know that the consolidated commands for 2013 have better response times. We know that it has grown the size of their proactive team. So, look, for mine, Ben, coming into the role, the last thing I want to do is make changes to the organisation that will compromise public safety, Ben. I want to be around for a lot longer than 6 months. So the Premier or the Police Minister or Government hasn't put pressure on me in terms of what the model should look like. This is what we have done through going out, talking to commanders and talking to other people. And can I say this, Ben, is that re-engineering is obviously moving along after some consultation, but the last probably 7 years, Ben, we've gone out and sought external people come and review. We've had internal reviews of the New South Wales Police Force. And really, after 20 years of having the local area command model, it is time for a change.
The numbers that have been thrown around today suggest that the force is overspending by about $100 million a year. So saving money, that must be part of the equation.
I'm not interested in saving money. I'm interested in spending the money appropriately. But at the end of the day, if I make the changes from 42 down to 32, I put more police on the beat and I don't save a dollar, I'm okay with that. It's about public safety first. Money is a distant second.
Good on you. Thanks for coming on, Commissioner.
Take care, Ben. Thank you.
Mick Fuller, the New South Wales Police Commissioner, joining us this afternoon.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.